Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining this podcast wherever you're watching from. My name is Jadisola Rawa. I work for Olon, and this is brought to you by Olon, the Solar Roundtable. And today, I know you can't tell because I'm like hiding it well, but today, do you guys remember when I had my boss in the studio? Today, I have my bosses. So, you know, like I'm forming cool, you know, I'm cool. I'm very chill. We shall not know how much. But today I have Caroline Ebumbu in the studio. And she's the CEO of All On. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jade. Amazing introduction. Obviously, as always, the energy. Guys, don't you love All On already?
Yeah, so I'm trying to form cool. If I could interview Dr. Osagie, I think I can.
You get it. I don't think you can top that off.
Awesome. So we're going to have a very interesting conversation today. I mean, we've been talking to you about so many aspects of the renewable energy space, but today we're bringing it home. We felt like, you know, like, let's talk about us. Let's talk about Olon. Let's talk about our why and, you know, and no better person to do that than the CEO. So Caroline used to be with Rockefeller, right? Is it the foundation?
Rockefeller Foundation, African Development Bank, and so on.
See, we always bring you guys the top of the top in this thing. Like, you know, people that, you know, their bios, every day I go home, I'm like, ah, Daddy, what are you doing in your life? What's, you know? But today we are going to have a very interesting conversation, and I'm going to kick it off, you know, just right away. So you've been the CEO, right, at All On for the past about 3 years now, give or take?
Over. Oh. We're going on four already.
Oh, shoot.
It's going fast.
Going very fast. So, I mean, when you joined All On, right, as the idea of All On prior to you joining the organization, right, has that idea matched the reality of what you've met on ground as the CEO at All On?
Well, first of all On is really an amazing team. You have the proof right here. I mean, I have the honor of, truly. It's an honor having, getting to lead such an amazing team. People that are passionate, energetic, dynamic, and really believe in what we do. So yes, in terms of as All On really match what I was expecting, yes, because I truly have met a group of people that do care. And I've also brought on more people that care. So to me, that's been big. Coming into All On, I did have the benefit of knowing a bit about All On because you've mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation, and indeed for the Rockefeller Foundation, I had the privilege of learning about All On. But as always, you know, what you see from the outside and what you get once you're in. I remember during the interviews questioning the board about All On mission and, you know, what it was truly about. And I'm happy to say that everything that was told to me, I got to witness. It wasn't All On is not about PR. All On is not about, you know, talking.
Yeah.
But it's about walking the walk. And it's just been such an honor being the CEO for the last almost 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've been excited to have you at the helm of affairs. So that brings me to my next question, right? And that's about, you know, anyone that knows All On, you know, it's All On was created for impact.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say now that, you know, I mean, now you've been CEO for almost 4 years, would you say that All On has delivered on its mandate? Well, maybe before you talk about All On and the mandate, maybe tell us a little bit about that, what that mandate is, and then how you see, you know, the delivery so far.
I think we're going to get there at some point, but we're going to talk about the 10 years. But
yes.
I cannot answer this question without starting my sentence by saying, which actually, interestingly enough, I think for the last 2 months, every person that I meet and that I speak to about All On, yeah, I get to say, we are turning 10. So let me say it here as well. This year, All On is turning 10. Yes. We are that excited because 10 years ago, a very bold decision was taken by Shell saying, hey, we want to understand a bit more about the renewable energy opportunity in Nigeria. We want to also, you know, bring back about real impact, tangible impact in Nigeria, in the Niger Delta as well. By actually providing energy services to unserved and underserved communities. With very patient capital, 10 years ago, this decision was made to invest up to $200 million in the sector in Nigeria, yep, to provide financial opportunities to providers of energy services in Nigeria to close the energy access gap, as I said. Mm-hmm. And have we done that? Oh, yes, we have. Yes, we have. So happy to say that as we are getting to celebrate 10 years, We actually recently launched an amazing product. Again, I think that's something we're going to get to talk about a bit more, but our very first multi-year impact assessment. We took the time. We are so proud of that, Olon, as you know. We took the time to look at 7 years, the last 7 years of real tangible impact from 2018 to 2024. Because obviously we're always reporting about the impact that we have, about the project that we do, but it was important for us to have a third party, neutral, external expert looking at the work we've done. And the answer is clear. The results are clear. We have delivered impact. Can I go a bit more into the details, or are we going to get there?
I mean, that takes me to my next question about, you know, and, you know, just for the public to know, this impact report was conducted by Dahlberg, right? Yes. And so we wanted an independent reviewer to, like, you know, just objectively look at what we've done. And so I'm going to let you go into, in fact, I mean, we might as well go into it, but you know, let me just say a little bit before we go into it. So, you know, we have our pillars, right, that guide what we do at Olon. Essentially, we have the enabling environment, we have the enabling finance, we have impact investment, we have venture building. So these are all the things that, you know, that Dahlberg has looked into in terms of us delivering, you know. So typically we don't do numbers on this podcast, but today we have to number it. Like, absolutely. I would like you to tell the people, what are our numbers, as much of it as you know, and again, just looking at the impact report, like, tell us about the changes, the lives, you know, just, you know.
Let's start there.
Let's
over
start there.
1 million lives impacted. Woo-hoo! I think it's so important.
Yes.
From this idea.
No, Caroline, wait first. Because allow me to be proud. Because
allow yourself. I'm telling you, allow, because, we should,
I mean,
be.
You know, it's interesting when I talk to people, right? And, you know, we're all in the ecosystem and everything. But, I mean, outside of talking to Dr. Osagie, you're the first person I'm talking to who's in-house, right? Who's leading the helm of affairs at where I work and the work that I enjoy doing and I wake up in the morning to do. So it's... like, you know how Nigerians say, my head go bust. Because, you know, it's so, no, because, you know, you wake up every day and you go to work and you do your work and, you know, you know that you're making a difference, right? But when you hear the numbers and when you hear what your work is doing, so please, you will start again.
Yes. Yes.
And make
noise. Did we say 1,000? No, we didn't. Did you say 10,000? No, we didn't. 100,000? No, we didn't. 1 million. Over 1 million lives impacted. That is all on. That is all on. That is impact. So tangible impact. Exactly. Over the last 10 years, we were so bold. We took the risk where others wouldn't take the risk.
Yep,
we decided to actually, you know, go where it's most needed, not only in the rural areas, because as we all know, Nigeria has this specificity where it's not only in rural areas that people are not connected to the grid. We actually have the whole development of the grid under the grid, whereby you have areas that should be receiving grid connection, but unfortunately, de facto aren't. So we went to all of this, unserved, underserved. We have been there. We provided the capital, very patient, in several forms. We've provided debt. We've provided equity. We've provided grant, obviously. Yeah. I always like to take the analogy of one of the developers that once gave a testimony when we were having a partnership meeting with other funders and so on. It said, Olon is like that parent that takes you from kindergarten all the way to grad school until you graduate with your PhD. Because indeed, that handholding that we have done to our companies has taken many forms. Be it through the hub that you've mentioned, whereby we provide all kind of support outside of direct investment, but all the capacity building, technical assistance that you can imagine to those companies that some, you know, at the very level of what we call ideation, where it's just a little idea that, you know, that has been put in their mind. We help them develop this idea and see the potential. Of us are already what we call growth stage businesses that are already quite established, but might need to penetrate Nigeria a bit more or to redefine their model a bit more. We help them as well. Financial modeling, business advisory, legal support, technical support, you name it. There's not one service that we cannot offer. Where we see a need, we provide a solution.
Absolutely.
For instance, CFO as a service. which is Chief Financial Officer as a Service, we realized that some of those companies may have great technical product, but they might be missing a bit of some, you know, when they get to a certain level, they miss a bit of this kind of financial governance that is required. Well, we bring kind of a bit of a fixer. They might not be able to afford a full-time CEO, but we want to make sure that they are ready and that they have that level of sophistication that is required for them to get investment outside. Absolutely. We provide it. Absolutely. And this is how through the hub we've impacted. We've served more than 80 to 100 businesses with support of various advisors from, be it straight up grant. Not only, by the way, another thing that we love about the hub, it's not just the grants that we provide to those businesses. It's not just that we are also providing them with stellar service providers to help them with their various needs on the technical side, business side, but we also provide an actual space, a hard space where we have people who get to come at Olon. We sit with them every day and we see, you know, the cross-pollination that arises when you have different businesses sitting in one space, exchanging ideas, and we provide that for them. And so it's not only just meeting rooms. It's not only meeting rooms for when they have their conferences. But again, as I said, this space where on a daily basis, they can come in, come out and exchange. Oh, the way it has led to innovation in the sector is amazing. So this is, you know, some of the numbers between 80 to 100 businesses that we've impacted through the hub. But now when we look at other numbers, there are plenty, as I said, over 1 million life impacted, which is over 250 households that we've impacted as well, between $25 to $30 million invested in the sector, over 25 megawatts created. I mean, the numbers are plenty. The numbers. They are clear.
You know what they say? What's that song? I have to remember. It's plenty.
Yes, yes. So indeed, we do burst with pride. Yeah. We do burst with pride because, as I said, at Olon, we care. We care. So being able to sit down and take stock of the lives that have really been impacted, thanks to the work that we put in, it's been really a source of indescribable joy and pride.
And so, I mean, you know, just speaking to what you've, you know, what you've talked about and everything. I mean, we've had Oxano on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We've had Chooks here, and you know, Chooks was telling us about his beginnings, you know, and how he was this shop boy in Alaba before he then, you know, went on to do his business. And you know, it speaks to what you were talking about, like, we've supported people that otherwise would not have, you know.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And now Chooks is like, he's got, you know, Oxano is one of the, if not the first, but arguably one of the first, what do you call him? Solar assembly plants.
No. Happy to say, as of today, there are offers coming on board, which we're happy for, because that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we show proof of concept. Yeah. We show that there is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
So more are coming on board and we're happy to for that. But as of today, still, Oxano is the number one solar panel assembly facility at the tune of 100 megawatt. And we are very proud of this. Thanks to our investments, they've been able to actually attract, catalyze funding from commercial banks, you know, we have the BOI, Sterling Banks, and overall also went in. So we are so happy to show that it has worked. It is a model that works.
Exactly.
We put in the patient risk capital and we demonstrate that there is an opportunity of us coming and the sector grows. The sector grows and more people are connected. The energy access gap reduces. We're happy.
Yeah. You guys, like, seriously, today I'm busting my pride. Let's just see. I don't know if you guys see my head swelling, but that's where I am. So thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. Now, let's also look at the lives, right? You know, we've talked about over a million lives that have been touched by the work that we do. Now, on this podcast, we always try to make it personal, bring it home. Because let me give you an example. So when I wake up in the morning, right, and I'm going to work, I mean, life can happen where you're just like, oh, I'm so tired today and da, da, da. But sometimes you just need something to ginger you. You hear a story and you're like, that's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going to put in an effort and find that one more grant to do. That's what I'm doing. So what's that one? And if you have more than one, please feel free to share that we get today. But what's that story that, you know, what's that, maybe that story that stood out to you in your time as Olon CEO where, you know, it's not just, it brings it home for you.
Mm-hmm. So
it's, you know, it takes it from being a number on a report that you're reading and it's real lives, real person, someone.
If I even can just go back to, that was maybe only month six at the hub, and that beautiful space I was just talking about where we hold physical meetings and others come. There was this competition, is it even NCIS that we used to host, right? Whereby we had several businesses who come and pitch their idea. And as I was saying earlier, it's not only the big businesses, but even those small businesses. Yeah. And I always remember at that year, then it was, you know, now almost 4 years ago, there were two of the companies that won were two young girls leading it from the north. Wow. And I still remember, Jade, the way these girls were shaking. Oh. It's a mere $10,000, yeah. $10,000, because again, it's very initial stages, yeah. ideation. Yeah. So it's just an idea. Yeah. But they had come with clarity, with purpose. No, Jade, I still have, I was shaken. Mm. What an honor it was to feel that you are truly not only impacting the lives of the end recipient, the people who benefit from the product, but even those girls' lives, because they came and they said, I didn't know I could win. I didn't know I could win. Thank you so much. We are going to develop this idea. We're going to develop this idea. And the tears in their eyes, the way they're shaking, and you're thinking, whoa, this is a mere $10,000, but the impact it's having, you know, we're so used to dealing with the bigger number. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that. Yeah. The simple amount, the smallest amount can go so far. Absolutely. When given to the right people, when there's purpose, when there's vision, and when there's the support that we provide at Allon. Mm-hmm. So yes, this is one of these whys. I still can see this girl smile and the way she was shaking and tearing and just knowing that now we were doing something that truly, truly mattered. Yes, yay. That's one of the whys.
I'm super excited because again, if you're in the social development space, mm-hmm. essentially, mm-hmm. you wake up not just to earn your Naira and Kobo, you know, but absolutely. You want to see, like, you know, that the work that you're doing is making a difference.
Absolutely.
All right, now, so this, you know, that leads me into another personal question, and they kind of like speak to each other. For you, on a personal level, what is your why?
Mm.
Like, so maybe let's take it back a little bit. What was your why for getting into the space? You know, and then you know, life, you know, like, you know. You plan your career, mm-hmm. then life happens and you get an opportunity to be CEO at a place that is very impact driven.
Mm.
So what was your why for even getting in the space in the first place? Yeah. And what's your why? Like, what keeps you going? Because, okay, it's all been fun and games, right? But life as CEO cannot be easy.
Yeah.
Outside of everything, you know, like, you know, you have this huge mandate on your shoulders, then you have to manage people, including me. you have to manage easy and difficult people. You know, so there's a lot that goes into your position, you know. Mm. And, you know, there's this saying that they say, on easy lies the head that wears the crown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but what keeps you going? What's that thing that makes you, that you wake up in the morning and you're like, you know what? I'm giving you one more shot today. Mm-hmm, I'm going to go after this. You know, what's the next big idea? Well, yeah.
I am so thankful because, you know, you said something as you were introducing the question about, you know, life happens and, you know, and your career search that, you know, a different path that can be taken. Well, I'm so very thankful that in my case, my career has actually taken me to exactly what I've always wanted to do and what I've always done. I mentioned earlier on in the introduction that I've worked in African Development Bank and so on. So even here, the development, I mean, this for me has always been an inherent part of my self development because I'm all about giving back. Life is such that indeed, we are obviously, you know, kind of like the sum of our different experiences.
Absolutely.
And one for me is very simple. We're here, we're in Nigeria, Africans, and many of us have had the opportunity of, you know, traveling and getting to see kind of the dichotomy of this world where you have plenty of resources in one hand and in other such, you know, disparity and scarcity. Mm-hmm. So this is something I was exposed to quite an early stage. So there was always kind of this juxtaposition of these two worlds and me asking myself, but why? Why? And realizing early on that thanks to some of the bold, courageous, risky even choices that my parents made, I was able to, you know, pretend to an education abroad and others that really made me clear to me that one way or the other, I would have to give back because I couldn't be giving such an opportunity and waste it. My parents themselves also were so big into how we're going to build our countries, how we're going to, you know, they're strongly patriotic. And so I was already grew up in this kind of household whereby, what are you going to do? What are you going to bring to this world? We have a responsibility. Yeah. We have a duty. So that was already an inherent, you know, thread within me. Yeah. But then on a more personal level as well, as I said, being given this opportunity of studying abroad and obviously working hard as well, I realized that, yes, I'm so blessed. Yes, I work hard. But there's also this element of timing, opportunity. Yeah. You know, they say that luck is when hard work meets the right opportunity. Yeah. So one thing I've always been focused on is making sure that in my own very small level, I'll be able to help provide these opportunities to others as well.
Yeah.
And so for me, this importance of giving back and creating opportunities for others is a big part of me, not only on the, you know, I guess spiritual level, because I do believe in God and I believe that, again, I've been blessed. God has really blessed me. And therefore, what am I doing if I'm not also passing on this blessing to others?
Yeah.
What's the point? Yeah. You know, it's a big part of me, of who I am, or even how I raise my child, my children. I'm always talking about, are you grateful? You know, you realize that you are privileged, you are blessed. Yeah. What are you going to do with it? So the same way I guess my parents pass it on to me, I'm passing it on to others. And I make sure that day in, day out, I push myself, challenge myself, whether it's through my work at Online, whether it's for my mentorship activities, how do I give back? Because if I'm not, then everything I'm doing is in vain.
Whoa. Like literally you're talking and I'm getting goosebumps. Let me tell you, it's short, very little
story. Please do.
This morning, as I was getting ready for work, my daughter is home on half term, and I literally went to wake her up and I was like, come into my chambers. And you know, and I said to her, I said, you have so much and you've been blessed and you have so much opportunity and I need to know what you're going to do with it.
Yes. Yes.
So hearing you, like, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I'm serious. I feel like everything happens for a reason, you know, and like, you know, your faith in God, you know, like my faith in God as well. So it's, you saying this to me today on this podcast, nuts. And even talking about, you know, talking to your son, and you know, I'm like, because I called that child. I said, come here, come at everybody, I'm going to give back. So this is
no, it's important. It's important
because, you know, there's a saying where they say that when much is given, much is expected. You know, and I love that, and I think it's a thing for people because I feel like if you don't have that aspect to you. Working in development and social is not, do you understand? Because there has to be a part of you that is concerned, you know, so you live where you live and you have access to power and all that. But you have to constantly feel that need that, you know, someone else doesn't have this.
Absolutely.
And again, you know, just talking to you literally is reminding me of my interview with Dr. Osagie because he said something as well. He said, you know, that one of the things that made them conceive the idea of Olon was, you know, like you come out of your offices and your homes. And you have light and you have power. And then you're driving by these communities and they have nothing. And their need is so basic. Yes. They're not even asking you to power an AC or anything. They just want to have light. A bulb for their child to read, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hearing you say this, you know, it gladdens my heart and it just makes me. So, I mean, we're rounding up. You've been at your job for about 4 years now, give or take, right? What do you hope your legacy at Olon will be? You know, what do you hope that, you know, if, you know, another great opportunity comes calling and you're like, you know, been there, done that. Thank you guys. You know, I'm moving on. Well,
lots of layers to what would my ideal impact be. I think you remember when we started this discussion a few minutes ago, and I can't believe you're telling me you're almost.
I know, like, right?
I don't have a watch, but I know it hasn't been more than 5 minutes. But anyway, when we started 5 minutes ago, I mentioned right away about the Olon team. Mm-hmm. So even before we speak about, you know, like the macro kind of systemic impact I want Olon to leave, let me even talk about the team, because I think to me that's where it starts. It's important that. As I said, I have the opportunity of working with a great team. So I do hope that one of the legacies, one of the aspects will be that I've left that team even better. You know, people know how it's important for me to be an empathetic leader. Yes, obviously, strict. You know, as a leader, you have to be strict. You want things to happen and so on. But at the same time, a leader that meets its people at their level. We are all together.
Yeah.
Making sure that as I'm asking you to give 100% of yourself, are you even ready? Are you able to give 100%? If not, why not? What can we do to help you get to that 100%? So someone who has really been there for her team so that the team can even look up to that leader and say, you know, this is a leader that made us want to give us more, to give more. A leader that has really shared this value of, you know, of genuine impact. We are here because we want impact, but we also want to make sure that it happens in a genuine way. What are we here for? So making sure that those values that are so important to me are also passed on to the team so that wherever they go, even after Olon, they'll have that kind of that Olon DNA.
Yeah.
I'm so happy when I hear people telling me, wow, there's an Olon way. There's an Olon way. Yeah. This is the Olon signature.
And there is to be, I mean, I will tell you that as someone that's been working at Olon for a minute, there is an Olon way. And yeah, so, but please go.
I'm so happy to, I get this feedback from the team, from people outside of the team, from the chairman. You'll always remember you mentioned Dr. Osagie, you remember the comment he made when he was leaving Olon when we had that going away party? He said that ironically now he goes into spaces and
they don't know him from Olon.
Oh, you're the Olon chairman before they even think of Olon, the SPDC yeah. chairman. So to me, that means a lot. Yeah. You know, he always talked about how much I care about the team. And yeah. yes, so that to me is very important. That would be one aspect, yeah. making sure that the team was well taken care of and I helped them get to the better version of themselves.
Absolutely.
Better professional, better people, better beings. Now, in terms of sector impact, one thing that is going to be quite important is making sure that I also help on get to that next phase in terms of, as we've said, 10 years is a long time and we've done so much in 10 years. And now we are at that, you know, not crossroad, but we are at that stage where we're thinking, okay, in terms of next steps, we've been impacting lives. Now, how do we ensure that this impact now is even deeper?
Yeah.
Twofold, threefold. We want to make sure that we've gone from just, you know, flicking the light, which is already in itself
yeah.
life changing.
Yeah.
But from that to now more revenue generation. Yeah. How are we really helping moving people up the ladder when it comes to economic Absolutely. Development? This is something that, as you know, I'm always pushing the team to think further in. How are we going to get to that stage where it's really about creating even bigger opportunities for the end recipient? And then in terms of the sector, one thing that we are really proud of at Onloan and that I'm making sure that it's going to be still a big part of our legacy, bringing people together, creating those partnerships, creating those synergies. As you know, at Onloan, you know, we've been kind of building the industries for the last 10 years, yeah. Whether it's through, you know, the Renewable Energy Association of Nigeria that we've helped put together and supported, making sure that there is, you know, strong industry body, whether it's through the key partnership that we had put together. Mm-hmm. You remember that off-grid stakeholder meetings, bringing yes. people together with the REA, with the Power Africa at the time. Mm-hmm. And we're still working very closely with our brothers and sisters at the REA who are doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. I mean, fantastic job, and seeing how we can, you know, support all those different initiatives that are in the sector, creating those partnerships that are going to help us get to scale. The game has changed from 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
10 years ago, we were at proof of concept stage. We were trying to demonstrate what was the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Thanks to the work Onloan has done and others that have, you know, come into the sector and invested it as well, we now know what can work, what we should do more of, what we should do less of. So now how do we get to that scale? Mm-hmm. How do we bring those synergies? That's something we're also trying to do. We're talking, as you know, to the companies in our portfolio and getting them to think, you know, how do we get together? How do we synergize? How do we merge? What do we do to get to that scale?
Yeah.
So help, you know, think system-wide. How do we grow bigger, stronger, and also faster? Because it's time. We want to make sure that we keep connecting people. Yeah. So that's a big part of what we're doing as well, creating those synergies and those partnerships, not only from the funder perspective, but even from the developer community, helping get to that next stage. So the same way we are getting to the next phase, it's time also for these developers and the sector to get to that next phase. And that's going to be done for partnerships. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be, as we currently are, we're going to continue being at the heart of these partnerships mm-hmm. and make sure that we keep bringing the sector to where it's supposed to, because energy and the energy access gap needs to be closed. Yeah. We have contributed to it and we're going to continue doing so.
Absolutely. Yay. Fantastic. I mean, like, you've said it exactly the way that, you know, that, you know, that I hoped that you would, which is the fact that, you know, again, we have a lot of sayings in Nigeria that's like, but there's this one they say about, like, there's room for all the birds in the sky to fly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's essentially what it is. Olon's doing great, but, you know, the more the merrier, like you said. And, you know, yeah, we're open to collaborations and just generally working with stakeholders in the sector. And yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you another question, but I think I'm going to let you go because, you know.
Wait.
You have not paid my salary.
Since we have time for one last question, allow me, since you said I'm the boss, eh? Allow me to switch it. You're used to interviewing people here. I'm sure your listener may also want to hear something about Jade. Jade, tell us. They might not know, but Jade is actually our oldest employee at Olon.
Oh, shoot.
We are so proud and happy to be working with Jade. So now tell us, as the oldest employee, you've seen, I guess, a few iterations of Olon.
Yes.
What is one thing that makes you super happy and proud? You see what I can do, eh? Don't you love that?
I swear, I did not think
I know. I know. So tell us, one thing you've loved about working at Olon all those years and something you look forward to.
Okay, let me clarify first. When she said I'm the oldest, not be by age, before you think I'm... I think I have
number
seniors.
Number of years.
I think I have a few seniors, but I have leader, I have mm-hmm. elders. No, but That's an interesting question. And you're right. I've been doing this podcast for a minute and no one's ever flipped the switch. But, so yeah, you're right. It's been a number of years. I've been at Olam for 7 years now. And I think for me, it's the waking up in the morning. This is like, you know, so the kind of person, if, you know, years ago, about over a decade ago, I woke up one day and I said, whatever I do, while I'm making money at it, it has to make a difference. Mm. You know, someone's life has to change. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like when I went into the whole space and then, you know, ended up at Olon. So I think for me, and I'm specifically in grants, mm-hmm. right? So just all of the lives, you know, kind of mm-hmm. exactly like you. And I think that's probably like the why for a lot of us at Olon, pretty much, if not all of us, right? Yes. It's the stories you hear. Mm-hmm. So everything can look like numbers and reports and very technical on paper. You know, someone's like, oh, give me a grant to do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. But until you see how someone's life changes mm-hmm. with that grant that you've given, mm-hmm. that's when it makes sense to you that, yes, you know, this is a good reason to wake up in the morning and do what I do. So I would say that on the work, you know, from the work perspective, I would say on a personal from a personal space, you know, you said something about, you know, you hoping that the legacy that you leave mm-hmm. at Olon is about the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talked about how Dr. Osagie is always saying, like, you're always harassing him for, you know, better. Yeah. So I would say for me on that personal level is the fact that I feel like there's a lot of thought that goes into how people can work and work well and efficiently while they're taken care of. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's big, you know, because, you know, to find an organization where, you know, you're able to maintain a balance mm-hmm. you know, between your work life and your personal life. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's sometimes it can be rare, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say that that's something that, you know, we enjoy at Olon. And you've been like very instrumental mm-hmm. in making sure that, you know, like, you know, are we getting paid well? Do we have the right allowances? You know, do we have a balance mm-hmm. work and, you know, work wise and all of that? And yeah, so I would say, you know, just to keep it short, I would say those two things, right, have been, you know, let me give you a fantastic example. Olon is kind of an organization where, you know, if I had a child, can come after work. Mm-hmm. Let me even make you laugh. You know, me and my dog were at the office on Saturday. To run around the office. But yeah, that kind of, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the kind of organization where your kids can come after school and, you know, they have a section where they can do their lessons or whatever. Exactly. So, you know, so it goes beyond the naira and the cowboy. It's about the space that has been created.
The Olon family.
For people to thrive, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's those kind of things, you know, because that as a mom, as a working mom, that warms my heart, right? To know that I have a safe space in the organization that I work, that, you know, my kids can take advantage of and things like that. So yeah, I would say.
Well, that's like, yeah. Thanks for accepting the switch. I surprised you there.
I said thank you for putting me on this spot, but no.
All right, thank you, Jenny.
Oh my goodness, I told you it was going to be a really good episode, and it has been. Totally enjoyed. See, my nervousness kind of like went down, you know, like I was like, yeah, you know, my boss's, but you know, we're chatting. So all on people, you guys might want to reach out to me if you want to pay raise, you know, because me and the boss now, you know, we're bosses, we're chatting. But it's been so lovely having you in the studio. I'm so happy that we're able to, getting you to do this was the big, because between your schedule and everything else, but I'm so glad we got
there was no missing it. It's an honor. Thank you and well done, Jade. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, see, my boss said well done. I love it. So yeah. So but thank you so much for coming. And yeah, I'm just, you know, again, I do not want to be in your position. I wish you all the best as you lead along, because it's a lot of work, you know. But yeah, this is me wishing you, like, you know, just, you know, continued wisdom as you continue to lead and, you know, just continued ideas. You know, to get us to the next level, you know, just take us from where we are to, like, you know, to the best place. So yeah,
thank you, Jenny. Thank you and thank you to the Olam team.
You're the best. Yes. And so that is how we come to the end of this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as we've enjoyed being in the studio. Please keep watching Solar Roundtable, brought to you by Olam, and my name is Jade Solarowa. Ciao. All right.